This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about being ready to receive God's higher calling. Recently, I was talking about being pregnant with great expectations, and I talked about the conversation between Mary and Elizabeth, and Mary was explaining to her that Jesus was coming to exalt the lowly. And she was using her life as an example because she felt as though she was a lowly servant girl, yet she was chosen to deliver the Son of the Most High. And Mary teaches us about her attitude when she was called for this higher assignment. And I take away three key learnings or teachings from Mary. And the first is, she trusted God and was obedient to his call. She didn't delay in responding. The second takeaway is, she didn't have many answers, but she responded to God's assignment with a devoted heart. And the third takeaway is that when God called her for a higher assignment, she had plans of her own, but she was willing to desert her plans and embrace his. And that's what we have to do when God has a higher assignment on our life. And so as you're thinking about what your next move might be, even in the new year, cling to these words. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. John 15:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, get ready for that higher calling.